Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, a few weeks ago on this programme, we heard about the scourge of seagulls. I think they were described at the time as wild dogs with wings, plaguing the town of Drogheda in County Louth. We spoke at the time to former mayor of Drogheda, Frank Godfrey, and he told us how people are intimidated by the birds.
Gulls can be very intimidating to people eating out, maybe outside restaurants, just walking along the street, and ice cream can be snatched from them. Shoppers can be fearful of them too, especially carrying shopping bags, and the gulls can attack the bags, and people can be frightened. As one woman said to me, they're like big dogs with wings when they come at you.
And how do you deal with big dogs with wings? That's the question that Louth County Council are dealing with. They've come up with a plan, though, to try and reduce the number of gulls in the town. Deputy Mayor of Drogheda and Independent Councillor Cavan Callan is on the line with me now. I'm going to call you a gull buster as well as that title that you have, Cavan. You're very welcome to the programme. What's the plan?
Thanks, Cormac. Well, I suppose I heard the coverage in the last few weeks, and I have to say it was a little bit over the top, if I'm being honest, in terms of, you know, birds with wings or dogs with wings. So, Drogheda is a coastal town, so we're only a few miles in from the sea. And I think a lot of towns have this issue with gulls. But in Drogheda, we have an old Georgian centre to the town, and we have a lot of tall buildings. So these birds nest in the buildings. What we have over the years is an issue with dumping and littering. And we've put in a lot of work over the last year to improve the Irish Businesses Against Litter rating that we had. We were deemed to be the dirtiest town in Ireland just over a year ago, and we're now up to clean to European norms. So we're like any other town. If people drop food, these birds arrive in. But I was very concerned that we were going to see people trying to unofficially cull these birds. So we have a plan, and there's
What's the plan then? What's the grand plan? I mean, it's very difficult. And as you say, you're not the only town, but I mean, do you have a specific problem in Drogheda?
No, it's not a specific problem. The issue is these birds live for 20 to 25 years. And if they nest, they're a protected species. So it's illegal to actually interfere with their nest or with the bird itself to kill the bird. So there was an awful lot of hype about this in the last few weeks. So I was very keen that the council would make it clear that a cull would not be happening. But look, there are ways to deal with it. When the nesting period is over, you can net off the buildings where they nest to encourage them to move on. You can bring in a falconer or put up artificial falcons on buildings. So it can easily be resolved. But the biggest thing is that we continue the efforts to improve the town's cleanliness, because at the end of the day, human beings create a scenario where these birds come in. Because if we're leaving food and rubbish, that's what attracts them.
We'll come to that in just a second. Are you going to bring in a falconer?
Yeah, so basically we're in touch with a number of places where falcons have been used, and we have some local falconers in the Boyne Valley area. So the council are going to look at, in particular, Waterford City, where they had an issue over the last few years, and they've brought the numbers down.
What would the falcon do, Kevin?
Understanding, again, I'm no particular expert, Cormac, on it, but from what I've learned so far, the falcon would be brought in and effectively would be put up into flight over the town on a number of occasions, and that in itself can be sufficient.
Falcon snatch the seagulls?
No.
It's just to intimidate the seagulls, is that it?
It's basically an indication to move from the territory. So there's no question we'd have birds fighting birds, but
you'd be effectively recruiting or hiring a falcon in Drogheda.
And look, it's a medieval town, it's a Norman town, so it's interesting to see that we're going back to the basics of what would have been there maybe 200 or 300 years ago, 400 years ago.
The other plan of netting buildings, what does that entail, actually? And that may sound like a stupid question again.
No, it's not a stupid question. So in the town centre, again, we have what are called King Billy houses. It's a roof design going back to the times of King William. Mm-hmm. And those buildings are incredibly is well suited to nesting. So what we would do is we would identify, liaising with the business community, the roofs of the properties where these nests are. And when the nesting period is over, so you're not interfering with the nest, you can actually net over those locations, again, which would encourage the birds to travel further out of the town
Would that not look
at the next
ugly?
Nesting season. No, you won't see it. You see, these buildings have parapets to the front, so you wouldn't actually see any of this from the street.
And
it's a practical way of doing it.
Will all of this then stop the seagulls from attacking people walking down the street with bags and stuff in Drogheda?
Yeah, I think that's grossly. Oh, I think it's been grossly over-egged. I don't think so.
But you know what? I was of the same mind as yourself. After I spoke with Frank Godfrey, I said that Frank is out of his mind until I was attacked by a seagull myself. And I said, by God, Frank is right. And it is intimidating.
Oh, yeah. And it's a large bird. But at the same time, the key issue, Cormac, anywhere in Ireland is if there is a ready supply of food, and I mean takeaway pieces of sandwiches, bins overfilled, it's our own fault. We're bringing these birds in. And I was somebody who's on the council in Louth who's actually has been for years involved in trawling as a fisherman. He would tell you himself, if you're at sea, these birds would come down and could try to take a finger off.
So is it that you don't have a proper waste collection service in Drogheda? Maybe you guys in the council need to up your game.
Yeah, no, so what we've done is for the last year, it's the reason we've improved so much on our rating in IBAL, is that we've increased the litter warden activity, we've spoken to the businesses, we've come up with a charter for businesses to keep the 100 metres around their business clear. So to a large extent, this problem has already been addressed. But in the next 12 months, we're going to move to these.
Let's
these
see
next
if
stages.
Kevin Callan is right. If you're in the Drogheda area and you can see seagulls that are like wild dogs with wings attacking people, you can text us to 51551 and you can live or die, Kevin, by the text that we get here. The real problem, says one texter in like Flynn already, the real problem is that humans are in the gold space, not the gulls in the human space. And that seems like a very prophetic question or philosophical question. Kevin Callan, Deputy Mayor of Drogheda and Independent Councillor. Thank you very much indeed. 51551.